Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I hope everyone is having a good Monday or whenever you're listening to this. But on this episode, I wanted to talk about college because I did an episode, I think, about a year ago, and a lot of you guys liked it. But this one, I wanted to talk about how I made it through college with a disability. Or just like, yeah, but we'll talk about like other stuff too. But yeah, I thought this would be important because I only have one more semester left and it was not easy. All right, let's get into it. So if you're in high school, I would think to yourself, actually, this is like an unpopular opinion, but I feel like people are like, oh, like, it doesn't matter, like, you know what you need to do, blah, blah, blah. I disagree with that because I think you need to have a tiny bit of what you want to do, like a tiny idea. Not your full life planned out, but just, like, a little, like, idea. Because college is not meant for everyone, and I feel like you shouldn't just be going because society is telling you that you should go, but I think it's important to figure it out because I think most high schools these days have, like, a community college by their high school that offers college classes while you are still in high school. And it's important because you, like, if you're not going to college, then, like, there's no point in you doing this. But if you have an idea that you will go, you should take it because it's free and you get college credit while you're still in high school. Highly recommend that because it got me, like, 12 semester hours and it helped my college GPA a lot. And it just gives you, like, an idea of college. So yeah, like, if you're, so let's say you already, like, okay, I'm gonna go to college, but I have a disability. Should I still go? Yes, you 100% should go. I can't talk about, like, people who don't have disability and went to college because I don't have that, so this would be centered around that. But so, you're gonna go to college. Next question you should ask, why? Or not why, but, like, what college you want to go to. Now, kind of, like, weigh out the pros and cons. Now, for me, I was actually thinking about going to a community college, but I didn't because I wanted to look the more social aspect of it. I'm not saying you can't be social at a community college because you can. But it's a lot harder, and knowing me, I would just go to class and then go back home. But with, in my opinion, not community colleges, you're forced to, like, interact because you're on campus. Also, like, your classes are a lot bigger. So that's why I chose, like, a D1 college. And then, I think it's important to figure out what you want to do kind of like your second or third year, just so you can be in and out quickly because it's expensive. Also, like, personally, I hate school. I went because the stuff that I want to do, I need a bachelor's degree. So, now you're in college and you're like, okay, I don't have an associate. Like, how do I make it through college? Get your accommodations. Now, if you don't know what accommodations are, basically, it's like, example is like you get extra time on tests. Because when you have a disability, you're kind of at a disadvantage already, so they help you, like, get, like, a little bit of an advantage. So my accommodations that I use are extra time on tests, extra time to do my assignments, take my test in a quiet space and also have someone read the test to me. So get your accommodations and yeah, like I feel like if you had accommodations in high school, they're just gonna pass over. Now, this one is very, very, very important. Find your learning technique. So, my learning technique is classes that are online. I do a lot better with them. But like, of course, you can't take online classes. I mean, you can, but I don't think I never had a semester where I had only online classes. I think I have a couple that are still in person this semester. And so, the reason why is because it's going to make your college life a lot more easier. Another example is I'm not like totally awake in the morning, so I don't take early classes because if I sign up for early class, odds are I'm not gonna end up going because I'm too tired. So I try to have my earliest class be like 10 or 11, and I tend to do very well on those. You kind of have to make your own schedule. Like, I'm a lot more awake in the evening, so that's when I get all my homework done. I tend to start at like 1 or 2 when my classes are done. And then also figure out what days are best for you. And how many classes you can take in a day. So basically, I hate going to class on Fridays, so I do not have my classes on Fridays. I have one if I need to for like a discussion, but I try not to. And so that way I can only focus Monday through Thursday. That's when I need to get my work done. And also, I cannot have more than 3 classes in a day because it burns me out. Now, last semester I did, but I have them all back to back, so I was already on campus. If there's a lot of gaps in between my schedule, odds are I'm gonna go home, take a nap, and I'll wake up for class. Also, I don't take evening classes because that's my time to like study, rewind, focus on homework. So like you really gotta, it's kind of like a trial test. Like your first semester, you should just not be too hard on yourself and find a schedule. Planners are really what good. I like to have my planners on my iPad and laptop. I do recommend having a laptop and an iPad for someone with a disability, well, for a physical disability. I figure that like I do most of my stuff on my iPad because I can work with my hands a lot more. But having 2 screens is just a game changer. So, and you don't have to have like the newest Mac or newest iPad. I think I have like a pretty old iPad and it works wonderful. And I also have an old Mac and it works fine. So figure out what electronics you need. And also, figure this kind of goes with planners, but figure out like what note-taking strategies you do. So I use Noteability, and then for my reading assignments, I use Speechify, literally the best thing invented. My major is really like a lot of reading and statistics. So what I do is I usually get the PDF that's on like Icon and put it on Speechify and it reads it to me. I listen to it when I'm in the shower cleaning. And it's not like a it's like one of the best like reading dictate things ever. It sounds like an actual human being. Wonderful. Love Speechify. It's kind of expensive. It's like $100 a year, but totally worth it because I end up reading it. Are reading the readings and doing excellent on the exam so they actually read it and I can actually comprehend what's going on. And then next thing is go to office hours. I cannot stress this enough. I wish I would have went my first 2 years of college. I didn't go. I was like, that's so stupid. I'm not gonna go. Literally, I went the last 2 years of college. They literally tell you what's going to be on the exam. Because no one shows up. Their job is to help you get an A in that class. Literally went to all my office hours. Literally got A's in 2 of my classes. literally, office hours is, wonderful. And they're really flexible with you as long as you communicate them to them. So go to the office hours. Also, this kind of goes with your learning technique. If you're not a good test taker, try to take classes that are assignment-based. But if you don't have a choice, for some classes I don't, you got to study, you got to have a study routine. You need to start plenty of time, not the week before, not the night before. I usually tend to start making the study guides, a month before, and just filling it in when I don't have a lot to do that week. It makes it a lot easier. I also use Quizlet. I also study with friends. Also, ChatGPT. I'm not saying use it on your assignments because you will get kicked out. But, say you read an assignment or you read an article, you're not understanding it. Put it into ChatGPT. Say, can you make this simpler? It literally breaks it down to you so well. And sometimes it's wrong and then you want to double check with your teacher. But they even say, use ChatGPT. To get the material down, because it makes it a lot easier. Also, I like to watch YouTube videos on criminologists I have to learn. It breaks it down a lot more. You just gotta figure out what you need and what you don't need. Next thing is I recommend getting a job in college. It just looks good on your resume. I mean, I highly recommend getting a campus job because it's a campus job. They know you're on campus for school, so they're super flexible with your hours, and usually they're not super high demanding. I love my job. I work at Pearson Residence Hall. Best job ever. Easiest job. I love it so much. I'm gonna be sad when I have to leave. But yeah. Also, internships. Get an internship. The summer before your last year of college, or honestly anytime. It gives you an idea of what you're going to be doing in the real world. I had an HR internship, and I actually do HR a little bit, but my experience wasn't good. Maybe I'll make a podcast about that. But internships are really good. It gives you a taste of the real world, 9 to 5. Looks at your resume. Also, you can also get credit for having an internship. I think you have to have a capstone or an internship. I think I did both. And, yeah, just get an internship. Doesn't matter what it is. Just do something that you're interested in. Get your foot in the water. And then, two more tips is summer classes. I love summer classes because they're so much easier than the actual classes you take during the school year. They're a lot more low maintenance. They're online. You do at your own pace. It's also good for people who just do better online, like me. I thought I had one more thing to say. Also, I recommend joining some kind of organization. For me, I'm not part of one right now. I did a sorority my first year of college. Absolutely hated it. That's a lie. Loved it my first year, hated it the second year. But it helped me make a lot more friends. Literally, all my friends that I have right now are from my sorority. And we all dropped, but that's not the point. The thing is, you make friends, you have a little community, and yeah. So those are my tips to get through college. Honestly, you can deal with anyone, not just someone with a disability. But thank you guys so much for listening, as always, and I will see you next week. Bye!